Blog Talk Radio.
Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is Sunday, the 29th day of September in the year 2019, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcasts, and livinggrind.com. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Bullseye, and it's by K. Drew. I hope everyone is doing well. I've missed a couple weeks of my broadcast. I apologize for that. I've been super busy and just trying to deal with life in general. I don't know. There's so much going on. But I do miss whenever I'm not able to make it to my show. And I think the music and hearing it and jamming to it is actually very beneficial to me. I hope it's beneficial to you as well. So I don't plan on missing future episodes. We shall see, but I hope not. I will play next for you Blood from the Stone by Daddy Long Legs, and I'll be right back with you.
Thank you. again, the fire is lit. You won't be rescued if you're falling. It's sink or swim, that's one warning. If I choose you, can you handle the truth? I got a sweet tooth. I'm not a hooker, I ain't a good girlfriend. The chances are you're not familiar with the reasons. I don't get paid, no good at lying. He was way too kind. He couldn't cure the itch. He's the love of all life. It's a goddamn shame. Pray the world remains. If I choose you, honey, can you handle the truth? I gotta see you, honey. Ooh, I'm singing for a ride with my cherry moonshine.
skies of yesterday, I found my way. That is mental, not a problem after all. Won't step and fall, then crawl. When the seasons bring a change, the leaves begin to sway away. There's a reason we'll find out where did it end. Shout out loud, cause it's here and now. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Here in all the crowds and the lost lives. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Can't pray, but hold on to everything. I watched and prayed. My hopes and dreams fought a battle in between. Had nowhere to fall at all. When the seasons bring us change, the leaves begin to sway away. We'll find out where did it end. Shout out loud, cause it's here and now. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Hearing all the cries and the lost lives. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? What's keeping you from me? And I'm not blind, just need a little time. And I'm right here, just reaching out the end. I'll find a way. Take my hand, walk with me onto the other side. Feels like there's nowhere to run or hide. Take my hand, walk with me onto the other side. We'll find our way. Shout out loud, cause it's here and now. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Here and now. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Follow me tonight. Just a little bit, my friend. My hand and your
back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. You just heard Blood from a Stone by Daddy Long Legs, Cherry Moonshine by Tara Lane, Faithful by Peg and the Rejected, and Follow by Frontline. The call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Alrighty, I think I'll play one of my short form erotica stories, Oratio Oblica, in direct speech, aka Celeste. I hope you enjoy it, for those of you who haven't heard it. And I'll be right back with you. Here you go.
Yesterday morning, or perhaps last night, Celeste will wake up dead. It'll take quite some time before she will take note of this. Celeste will have just ventured out the evening before with her best friend forever, Ashlyn Jameson, to seek out a new restaurant and bar, Le Colisée. Dave will not appear too excited about this, and Celeste will worry that he may be upset by the time upon which she returns, especially if she should so happen to have spent far too much time catching up with her longtime friend, with whom she will have not seen in a little over an academic year. Ashlyn has been on a study abroad exchange of some sort, premised upon classical literature and ancient mythology, or something like this. Ashlyn's long-winded, bubbly digests are quite familiar to all. In fact, they register quite regularly as a CC All expose to her steady circulation of friends, as well as the many more recent admirers she will have gathered along the way. Mykonos, Athens, Barcelona, Catalonia, as Ashlyn has never failed to educate her fellow feathered ilk. All this, and even more still, and yet always all the best parts divulged solely for Celeste's pervy perusal and private consumption. And so now, Celeste will be able to unearth even more, always more, about her darling girlfriend's heady endeavors and their lusty conclusion. For example, Tomas, the hunky, highly adroit Catalonian, with whom Ashley has only just memorialized a great escape to Venezia. A sweet but sordid escapade, culminating with tentative, then turbulent, finger-filled dalliances to the tune of the silent symphony on the muddy waters of a midnight gondola ride. A tasty bon appétit, indeed, for El Señor, fanned beneath her popularly peasant skirt, and how Ashlyn would squirm, reliving how she would try her best to ignore the rocking and swaying of that small floating apparatus so many millions of light years away from the crunchy granola of her more usual endives. Like Hendry's Beach off the Pacific coast, or a stolen moment of picnicking a la va-va-voom on checkered gingham blankets, or were they Freddy's Burgers napkins? Ashley will have developed a learned disdain for those comparatively milder throes of passion, long gone and tossed out to sea amid the persistent flow of tides along the edges of humanity. Celeste is more than willing to subsume this all the while, emptying recollections of fuzzy, fading remnants of her own times past, like losing her Bonchance jeans to the Pacific coast in a newly naked embrace, her soaked front pockets bearing down, impeding resistance, reuniting with Donnie's t-shirt, there having become saddled with quarters, readied for a midnight sack of colorless bra and panty laundry, and Donnie's short sleeves. All this, and salute to the elements, yet little more than a mere pittance to Mother Nature herself. But no, no. Celeste will quickly return to the seedy seat of novelty, smack dab in front row, where things were a lot less pedestrian. You see, Ashlyn was a lady in Europe. That being so, it was only polite then to allow her beau, Tomas, to have a gander at her prized and pretty pink possession, and unthinkable to lie concealed indelicately beneath some nondescript fabric of commodity. Ah, yes. Celeste will be most eager to relish all of these naughty delicts abroad in real time, after all that she has devoured at length before her computer screen. Things were going to get real. Celeste will reach out, compelled by her quest to fully expose those secret treasures of abandon in concert, she hopes, with her longtime beau. She has lived for the date of this reunion, it seems, and a lustful remixing of the familiar, the widening of Ashlyn's complicit, dazzling, hazel-green eyes, her full breast thrusting forward out of habit as she embarks anew, weaving her delicious narrative to life. David will not know what hit him. Certainly, yes, Celeste has been yearning for this sort of gathering for much more than a fortnight. And now she wants to collect. Her attention will divert at moments upon the thought of Ashlyn's cheeks, which usually tend towards rosy when she is just about to spill the raciest of spoils. The impish dives, of Ashlyn's heart-shaped head as she lowers her gaze mid-sentence. The corners of her girlfriend's lips when they curl conspiratorially. Their interchange will commingle, as they often do, laced with sheepish smirks of self-censorship and bouts of sheer, bemused embarrassment. False modesty will peel away as Ashlyn's hushed giggles tell all. Together, they will find it increasingly troublesome to fight back the tears of merriment. Time and again, they may attempt to stifle and compress Ashlyn's naughty narrative at irregular intervals, shielding themselves from spectators' wandering eyes and wondering ears. And, of course, the waiter will come near, making his proverbial rounds, mostly mid-bite, just like clockwork, just to see if everything's all right. And it will be, and so very much more than all right. Celeste will encroach progressively as the night waxes on, building upon each succulent recantation of her muse. Celeste will catalog all manner of happenstance this evening, hoping to unleash her very own brand of sex magic. Just this once, but precisely where and when she should. She will attempt to widen the circle, just for one, or, well, her party of one. The sweet, unassuming, ever so devoted David. Now, ordinarily, Celeste would have had no difficulty casting forth a reasonable reproduction of her notorious pal's far-flung charisma, but her rehearsals were largely confined to solitary pursuit. Mostly. Yet here, Celeste will assume certain studied positions on this once upon a night. It is a given that she will start out well enough. She will advance with all the more purpose between the unforeseen hours of this endless night. Celeste's impending desire will mount bit by bit, eager to rejoice, relive, and suddenly give rise to a fait accompli. She races full speed ahead, without regard for what could have otherwise resulted from certain derisive acts of jamais vu. Celeste will have hastened the destiny which stirs so immutably within, in spite of herself. By definition, Celeste's had plenty of, well, practice, gleaned from that steady stream of salacious digest, awash with the magnetic agony, ecstasy, and octane-laden discourse which spawns over easy from Randy Wildchild, Ashlyn. Celeste has been au courant for such a very long time. More often than not, perhaps, this feverish intoxication could have topped off, occasioning itself to die a warm, slow, heady little death. Until this one night, her fantasies would have remained burrowed within the exclusive domain of private life, slipping through solely during hidden, unspecified stretches of time, shrouded within and beneath her stark white bedroom linen, finding their welcome respite, peacefully atop Celeste's personal pleasure chamber. Normally, she would have flicked it out, pressing persistently with her tiny, finely tuned digits, until she stopped. However, this time around, not so much. On this other day or night, something else will have come to pass instead, and rather remarkably so. And all because, and perhaps only because, at the culmination of this very grand soirée and pleasure-filled reconnaissance, things really won't seem all that different. Not at first. And yet, after all this, somehow it all must cease to be. Because Celeste will wake up dead.
suis dans la vie comme dans mes rêves. Et quand je crève, je suis le cri de qui me croit ou qui me prie. Je suis comme ça dans la vie. Je renie jusqu'à mon sang et je ne sens plus qui je suis. Il n'y a plus d'innocent. J'aimerais dire que je sais ma route et que je ne doute que quand j'ai bu. Mais vu que je suis à nu, plus personne avec qui ruminer mes envies et vivre sans avoir l'air. J'ai comme un courant d'air derrière la vie, mon frère pleure de me voir si triste. Il était 5h et je me lève en sortant mon lit. Je n'ai pas dormi aussi mal que depuis la nuit où j'avais rêvé avoir tué de son froid un homme. Femme avec une âme que j'avais trouvée là sur le sol. Mes jours se suivent et ne se ressemblent que par leurs bêtises. Je n'attise pas le feu, mais je veux qu'on me dise pourquoi la vie est une pute. Pourquoi veut-elle qu'on l'écoute pour nous pousser vers la chute avec l'amour dans les côtes. Je ne cède pas, mais j'aimerais être un peu plus forte pour me battre contre ceux qui nous préféreraient mort. Et voilà les amis qui se rangent à la vie bourgeoise. Je dérange les ardoises et je casse les armoires. J'ai pris le métro et j'ai vu la peur dans leurs yeux. Ils ne fuient plus, ils se flippent tous et les types courent celui qu'on tue. Ils ne regardent plus que leur smartphone.
Drunk, you can't sleep in the back of that long bed, flat black recorder. quarters on cowboy Cadillac. Let her unwind. Now mine's a 59 Chevy, hers a 61 Ford, and that's the kind of thing that could get a man ignored. But she said, don't worry, babe, I know it's just a phase. And when it comes to pickup trucks, I swing both ways. Maybe I'm crazy, dump them, run off the track. But good Lord, that girl looks sexy in that cowboy Cadillac. Cowboy Cadillac is long and lean. It's the closest thing you'll find to a farmer's limousine. And if you get drunk, you can sleep in the back of that long bed, flat, black, three-quarter-ton cowboy Cadillac. Well, it's a long bed, flat, black, three-quarter-ton cowboy Cadillac. Well, it's a long bed, flat, black, three-quarter-ton cowboy Cadillac.
Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. Oi, alrighty, you just heard Oratio Oblica /indirect speech, aka Celeste, by yours truly, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. And then you heard Crave You by Flight Facilities, Des Rêves by PR28 or PR28, Cowboy Cadillac by Ray William Roldan, and Hands in the Air by AJC. The call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Hoi! Alrighty. Speaking of hands in the air, I've been watching the Amber Geiger trial, and it's a trip. I don't know. There's plenty I could share about it, but I'm not sure who all is interested in all this. I'll post about it on my blog on livinggrind.com later tonight or tomorrow. But yeah, pretty wicked. Alrighty, I will play In Between Moments by Iron Logic.
Domo arigato. Mr. Land your emotions like a lost spaceship. Those lost lovers equal the space they give. What kind of psycho do you
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.